Republican Utah Senator Todd Weiler is sponsoring legislation that would improve working conditions for women who are pregnant or breastfeeding. But he says Utah will probably not lead out on the issue of paid parental leave. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Weiler's bill would require public and private employers to provide accommodations for women who are pregnant or nursing. That could mean extra bathroom breaks or privacy. Weiler says he also supports Democratic Senator Jim DeBacchus' bill to outlaw discrimination against women who are breastfeeding in public. He does not, however, support Democratic State Representative Angela Romero's bill to provide 6 weeks of paid maternity leave for some state employees.
I'm not saying it's a bad idea. It's an unfunded mandate on the employers, and I doubt that the body's going to support that.
California, New Jersey, and Rhode Island are the only states that offer employees paid parental leave. Utah follows federal guidelines, which give employees a minimum of 12 weeks unpaid leave. The newly formed Utah Women's Coalition is working with lawmakers this year on a series of bills aimed at expectant and nursing mothers. Coalition coordinator Stephanie Pitcher says there is a strong economic argument for paid maternity leave because of the high turnover costs associated with mothers and sometimes fathers leaving the workforce.
This would allow the state to retain those employees. It would also allow the state to become a more competitive employer because, you know, presumably we'd be attracting and retaining more qualified, competent employees.
In 2014, the National Partnership for Women and Families gave Utah a failing grade for its parental leave policies. The 2016 legislative session begins Monday. Whitney Evans, KUER News.